In 2019, the Disability Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability was founded. And after years of campaigning by people with disability and human rights advocates, the Royal Commission is looking at ways of better protecting people living with a disability in Australia. Recently, the Commission published a statement addressed to the Australian government concerning the coronavirus outbreak and the rights of people with disabilities. I'm joined now by industrial and discrimination lawyer and prominent human rights advocate who also works with the Disability Royal Commission, Professor Ron McCallum. Hi, Professor McCallum.
Hi, Paulina. Lovely to be chatting.
It's always nice to chat with you. So let's just jump straight in. Why did the Commission feel they need to address the government?
We felt we needed to address the government on the 27th of March, early in the lockdown, because we were concerned that the government wasn't thinking enough about persons with disabilities. In disaster and emergency situations around the world, as can be seen from earthquakes and other disasters, it's disabled persons, women and small children, who fare the worst and have the most casualties. And in our disaster preparedness documents, there was not a great deal of mention of persons with disabilities. So within 2 weeks of our lockdown, the Royal Commission made a statement on the 27th of March, and on the 1st of April, the Prime Minister wrote back. A committee was established in the government to better coordinate services for persons with disabilities in our states and federally. Other disability organisations and persons with disabilities also made representations to the government, but we felt as the Royal Commission that it was very important for us to do so.
And what barriers did you find were shown when the coronavirus outbreak happened? What was highlighted?
Well, what was highlighted was that there are many of my sisters and brothers with disabilities who require home help, home workers to help with showering and grooming and cooking, etc. And we were very concerned that we made sure that there was going to be procedures in place for making it clear that we didn't want to spread the virus. It was important that we learn to locate every person with disability and to make municipalities aware of where everyone with disability lives. We wanted to make sure that persons with disabilities were able to connect and connect to services. Many of my sisters and brothers aren't able to use the internet. And you know, there's telephones and typewriter services. We were seeing every announcement on television was signed with Auslan, which is our deaf language, and also through captioning. So that's very important that we get information out to all groups of persons with disabilities. We think now the government is doing its best. What it just needed was a reminder that we're here, that we're between 15 and 18% of the population, and that certainly around 4% of the population have severe disabilities, and many of those with severe disabilities, of course, are seniors, and we know that the virus is, people are much more susceptible. We've had all sorts of other changes in the Royal Commission. We began hearings last year. We had hearings into education, into what we might call inclusive education. We had hearings into group homes. Was there abuse or neglect in group homes? And in February, just before the lockdown, we had hearings in health. I was getting ready to hold or to be involved in hearings for employment, further hearings on health and further hearings on education. And we've had to stop them. It's just too difficult. We don't want to hold hearings online. Particularly, we have signage and captioning at every hearing. Some of the persons with disabilities giving evidence are vulnerable, and we always have, at their request, a counsellor sitting with them. We have breakout rooms. We also run private sessions, one-on-one sessions, for persons who feel vulnerable and wish that. We're now doing a lot of research as best we can. We know that one of the big problems, particularly for persons with cognitive disabilities and particularly women and girls with disabilities, is assaults and sexual assaults. not simply in institutions, but sadly in the home. We know, for example, that in the health area, we find that often persons with cognitive disabilities aren't listened to as well as they should be by the medical staff. So we're looking at all these areas, but at the moment we're treading water. We're not quite sure when hearings will begin again. There are controls on the borders between the different states. Our seven commissioners live in different cities. One of our commissioners is Indigenous, and she is looking after our Indigenous population. And in our Indigenous population, disability, prevalence of disability is much higher, and that has links to poverty and living in rural and outback areas where there are few services. So we have all these problems to deal with, but we will get our interim report out by October, which is our research, and I think the government might extend our time. So, yeah, we're chafing at the bit, and I can't go into the Royal Commission because I'm over 70, and the chairman, retired Justice Ronald Sackville, can't go in. He's over 70. So we have meetings by telephone and video, and I was at a meeting looking at employment, what we were going to do. What are the barriers in employment? Why aren't some of our government services working properly to employ persons with disabilities? And we had a discussion, and we had to say, well, we're actually not sure whether we'll have a hearing before September. But look, we're continuing. In fact, just after our statement, we put out an issues paper on the net and in easy English formats, and for my deaf sisters and brothers, saying, tell us about the problems you've had with COVID-19. We want people with disability and their families and parents to tell us what problems they have faced so that we can make recommendations that when future disasters occur, bushfires, more pandemics, climate change, we can protect persons with disabilities. We've put out papers on attitudes, employment, living, independent living, and papers on education. They're all on our website. You just have to search for Disability Royal Commission and you can find all our papers. It's an interesting inquiry. I know of no other country that has agreed to spend $500 million inquiring into the plight of persons with disabilities. I only hope that we can help our sisters and brothers with disabilities by making appropriate and clear recommendations to aid persons with disabilities in Australia and beyond.
It sounds like you're doing some amazing work there, and I genuinely hope that other countries take a page out of your book and follow suit. But in the meantime, thank you so much, Professor Ron McCallum. Thank you for speaking with us.
That's a pleasure, Pauline. All the best. Bye.